Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, we've been doing our Sovereign Self-Mastery series, and last week we talked about reclaiming your power. But this week we're going to talk about something a little different, self-validation. So what if true freedom begins the moment you stop asking for permission to be yourself? And what if freedom, the freedom you've been searching for, isn't found in getting more people to understand you, support you, agree with you, or even validate your choices? Well, welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I have a special guest today, my cat, Gracie, who is providing some per therapy activation for the group while we are talking. So today we're going to explore self-validation, and I consider it one of the most powerful pillars of sovereign self-mastery, because how often do we give our power away to something outside of ourselves to even validate our if we're okay or if we're not, instead of really trusting that wisdom that's within ourselves? So many people spend their lives seeking, you know, that validation, assurance, confirmation from, you know, something outside of ourselves before they take action. They may seek approval from their family, their friends, their colleagues, maybe social media, strangers, even strangers, because they don't really feel confident within themselves, and they think that this is the solution to make them feel better. But what I'm going to tell you is there's no amount of external validation that can ever replace the deep knowing that comes from with trusting yourself. So let's go and explore how approval seeking develops and how it disconnects us from our inner authority and how to return home to ourselves. So how often do you second guess yourself after you've already made a decision? It's almost as if we are in the present moment and we bounce out of that and we pop into our mind and we think, oh, well, that was stupid. Why did I say that or whatever? And then, you know, another question, do you seek advice when what you've already, you know, what do you seek advice and what you're really seeking is permission? So, you know, many of us have evolved in our lives looking for permission to just be who we are, which, you know, that's a lot of unraveling that needs to have happen. And hopefully we'll unravel a little more of that throughout this episode. And, you know, another question, have you ever known exactly what was right for you, but hesitated because someone else didn't agree? And what would change if you trusted yourself completely? So just ponder over these questions a little bit, because they're all your responses are all interesting, because it gives, and they're loaded with where they probably have come from. So why do we seek validation in the first place? You know, what I want to remind people is that validation isn't a bad thing. You know, as children, it helped us develop identity and safety. And the challenge occurs when external validation becomes our primary source of worth. Okay. And many people have been conditioned to believe that good behavior earns love. Or compliance earns acceptance. Achievement earns approval, and pleasing others creates safety. You know, over time, in over our lifetime, we have learned to outsource our authority. And that authority is within ourselves. That's our sovereignty, our parts of us that are there, but we have stepped out of ourselves to see the validation from something outside of ourselves. And we've been led to believe that that's the normal way to do things. And I'm going to share with you that that isn't true. We've been duped into believing that that's the normal way. The true normal way is to really dive in and feel what you're feeling and speak from that place of self and alignment. And how we get there is usually just becoming more grounded within yourself. Because when you're more grounded in yourself, you are fully present in the moment. And you're right here, right now, and you're able to tap into moment to moment to moment reality versus moment to moment and pop into the head and trying to figure out and make sense out of this. And, oh, I don't trust this and I need to find answers outside of myself. Blah, 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 blah. This is, you know, we're in a process of humanity's evolution where this is starting to change and evolve into coming back home to us and really being aligned with who we are on an inner level that is truly our sovereignty. So when we have outsourced our authority, we have given our power away, basically. So instead of asking what feels true for me, we ask, what will they think? And I know that is the mojo for a lot of people because they're always worried about what people are going to think about them if they do X, Y, and Z. What I've come to realize is like, you know what? It really doesn't matter because they're not even thinking about you and what you're doing. And it's like, it's such a warped sense of, I'm going to say reality that we've been duped into believing that is normal. And it really is not. We've normalized that and it's not. So let's just do a little process. So I just invite you to recall a recent decision that you've probably made. And just ask, was I looking for guidance or was I looking for permission? And just reflect on that for a few more moments. And this is not about judging or criticizing you. It's just observing. Because in the state of observation, you're able to see what's going on, but also this is where your power comes in, is create a different reality, make a different choice. So that's kind of telling sometimes, because how often do we in the guise of guidance, we are kind of asking for permission. So, you know, just take inventory in your life that seems to be a reality. Now, let's talk about the hidden cost of approval seeking, because there's always a cost, okay? And how much energy are you really spending trying to be understood rather than understanding yourself? Like explaining your existence away, justifying your existence, maybe even, you know, and I find that when you have to explain yourself too much, it kind of, I'm going to say, takes away the power of what you're trying, the point you're trying to bring across. I'm going to say it waters down. So when we seek validation, it often creates indecision, anxiety, self-doubt, and questioning ourselves, people pleasing, trying to, you know, make everybody else feel good at the cost of our own. And it's exhausting because it's energy draining. It's like it creates too much of an energy leak for you to be doing all this stuff to, quote, justify your existence. You don't have to justify anything. You're a sovereign being. You are here by sovereignty, and you have all the rights that a sovereign being has. And when you start doubting that, this is where you're stepping away from that and not tapping into that inner authority that's within you. So when your worth depends upon others agreeing with you, your emotional state becomes dependent upon their response. So it's like, do you ever find yourself being a chameleon out there, morphing yourself into something that you're not so that you could fit in or have everybody like you, or, you know, just be, you know, the special one or whatever that baloney is? What really happens is that when you do that, you become energetically tethered to everyone else's opinion. And that's really not a great place to be, because it's like you have energetic cords that are going out that, you know, you are, no wonder why everybody's so exhausted and tired. I mean, because it's like people have allowed people to, you know, cord with them because they've given their power away, and it just energetically zaps them. So what this happens is, like, this creates internal conflict because your soul, the inner being, the essence of who you are, already knows. Your intuition already knows before your mind can figure it out. That gut feeling, that hunch, your body knows. When you're in your physical body, this is where you're going to be able to feel this intuition. Your higher self already knows. Yet your mind keeps pulling the audience, you know. So, you know, knowing all of this and the way this drama kind of unfolds itself, what would happen if your opinion of yourself mattered more than anyone else's opinion of you? It's something to consider, because we, you know, maybe we're afraid to see what our opinion is of ourselves, and we bypass that by seeing if other people see, you know, what the other people see, because we don't trust what we're seeing for ourselves. That's kind of interesting. I just got that download. That's pretty crazy. So let's do a little process before we go on our next break. So I just invite you to notice, who am I still trying to impress? Who am I still trying to prove to myself to? And who am I still hoping will finally approve of me? And just take a deep breath and just simply notice. So if you're enjoying the show today, I invite you to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show, and share the episode with anybody who could benefit from what I'm sharing with you today. Because when we start doing this and spreading the word, we help more people, and that's what it's all about. So we're going on our first break on our show, and we're in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. And today we're talking about self-validation, trusting yourself without permission. So when we return, we'll take a deeper dive into some talking points. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative Conscious Wake Up Office Hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about sovereign self-mastery and self-validation and trusting yourself without permission. And before break, you know, I kind of gave you a process to notice, you know, who am I still trying to impress and who am I still hoping will finally approve of me and who am I still trying to prove myself to? These are all, you know, really deep dive questions because it's very telling. A lot of times we do things on automatic and we just kind of go through the motions, but this is inviting you to take a deeper step into asking the why this is still happening. So, you know, people seem to think that self-validation is arrogance, but it's not. And they confuse self-validation with the ego. And that's why they feel it, sometimes it can be arrogance, but it's not. Self-validation is not, let's talk about some of the things it's not. It's not being right all the time, ignoring others, becoming rigid, or refusing feedback. Self-validation means I trust myself enough to listen inward first. You can receive input without surrendering your authority. You can consider perspectives without abandoning yourself. So my question to you is that, can you remain open to guidance while still honoring your truth? You actually can. Healthy self-validation sounds more like, I trust my knowing. I honor my feelings. I value my perspective. I can make decisions without unanimous approval. So you can make decisions without having the approval of others. And healthy self-validation can also sound like, I am worthy regardless of others' opinions. So as you sit with that and ponder that a little bit, how do you rebuild trust with yourself? Self-validation is built through evidence. And every time you honor your intuition, you strengthen trust. Think of it as baby steps, okay? And you take baby steps. Then the more baby steps you take, they're going to be bigger steps and bigger steps. Every time you override your truth, you weaken the trust. Just like I said, trust is rebuilt through small choices, baby steps. And maybe some of those small choices look like this: saying no when you mean no. Remember, no is a complete sentence without adding all the fluff of as to why you're saying no and justifying that. You don't need to do that. Trust is rebuilt through speaking your truth kindly. It's about responding versus reacting. Trust is rebuilt through honoring your needs. If you are tired and you can't, you know, and you're feeling as if you're being lazy, you're not. Honor your body needs rest. Trust is rebuilt through following those intuitive nudges, those little perks of inspiration that seem to come out of nowhere. And once you follow those intuitive nudges, you're delighted and surprised at the serendipity that the universe has in store for you. And trust is rebuilt through making decisions without excessive consultation. For those people who are researchers out there, it's great to be researching things and getting the information. However, what is going to be the right situation for you and only you can only be determined by that inner wisdom that you have within yourself. So let me ask you guys, what is one area of your life where you already know the answer? And just allow for a moment of awareness. And what would trusting myself look like here? It's an interesting exercise because, you know, maybe you're navigating life transitions, health challenges, awakening experiences, or even personal growth. And if that speaks to you, I offer intuitive sessions, healing offerings that are designed to help you reconnect with your deepest truth. So go to my website and find out more about my sessions at drdoloresfazzino.com. So let's talk about self-validation as a path to sovereignty. Sovereignty begins when you become the authority in your own life. And I'm just going to say that again because I feel that that is very important. Sovereignty begins when you become the authority in your own life. It really doesn't mean you're isolating yourself. What it really means is ownership, and you're taking ownership. You stop handing your power away to everything outside of yourself. You stop waiting. You stop needing consensus before moving forward, or permission before moving forward. And you become willing to trust yourself even when others don't understand. And trust me, people will not understand. And that's okay. You know, it's not your job to make them understand. That takes too much energy. You don't want to be draining your energy. When you're able to do all this, it is called freedom. Self-validation, that is sovereign self-mastery. So what becomes possible when you fully trust yourself? I know this has been a lot to bite off and chew, so to say, yet it's so important right now in our interesting times in humanity's evolution. We have witnessed so many people that have given their power away to something outside of themselves. They get distracted from themselves. That's what happens when you do that. There's a deeper layer. It's like you are trying to bypass yourself instead of being with yourself and trusting what you're getting from within. And I know that unravels a lot of stuff for people because it's as if everything is concisely compact at an unconscious level within you. And it is kind of running the show, and energetically it's low vibrating and it's boggy. And as humanity's starting to raise their frequency, those low and heavy energies that are, you know, bogging us down cannot and will not be able to go with where we're going. It's important to, I call it, unravel what we've created. You know, we knitted this sweater of our life that worked at a certain point, but now it's become old, it's become worn, and it's just not working anymore. We've outgrown it, maybe, that sweater, or we don't like it anymore. So as we move forward, it's about pulling that thread and unraveling that sweater. And with that unraveling comes all the things that have been locked into creating that sweater, tapestry, or whatever it was that suited us for a while. But from an energetic standpoint, it is no longer aligned with where we are possibly wanting to go. It's like an anchor, and it's about releasing that anchor. So by unraveling and pulling the thread, you are unraveling all those conditioned responses that need to seek for other people's approval outside of ourselves, those things that are no longer necessary. And when we're able to move those things out of our life, it's not like we forget about them. The energetic charge that was there that kept that old patterning there becomes to neutrality. And I'm going to just share something really quick because this happened to me actually this week. I was excited about this new project that I'm working on, and I was sharing it with one of my colleagues. And you know, after I said something, I realized, oh my God, I probably shouldn't have said that. And what it came from was an old conditioning that happened to me when I was in second grade. Something, what the feeling came was that if I share this, share my information and stuff, people are going to take it away from me. I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be abandoned, so on and so forth. I mean, it was so crystal clear. So I sat with that. And one of the prompting questions that I came up with was, when was the last time I felt like that? And I was just like, I knew automatically it was in second grade. And it was really interesting because once I sat with that and felt what it felt like, that energy, it just wanted to be, I guess, labeled, and it just moved right through me and dissipated. And it was just like that bump or hurdle that I felt was going to be insurmountable, just dissipated and came to ground zero. So this is what I'm talking about, the unraveling process. It's like things are happening around us, and it seems like they're happening to us, but they're actually happening for us. So I'm going to leave you with that just to ponder as we go on to our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about self-validation, trusting yourself without permission, within our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to go into a guided meditation. See you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today we're in talking about self-validation and trusting yourself without permission. And this is part of my Sovereign Self-Mastery series that I've been doing over the last several weeks and probably a couple more episodes coming through. But how often do we give our power away to something outside of ourselves? And, you know, if this conversation today has been resonating with you, please subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show and share the episode with someone who is learning to trust themselves again, because, you know, this is how we build our community and really learn how to speak in our truth, but also show up as our best selves. So, you know, we talked a lot about what trusting yourself is and what trusting yourself is not. And I think it really comes down to just having a relationship with yourself and not trying to bypass what we're feeling or experiencing, and just really take a deep dive into what we're experiencing and know that the lid of Pandora's box that you're trying not to open And if you did open it, you're afraid that it will never close, does close. Okay. And to remember that everything is energy, because sometimes just labeling something or identifying it is enough to stop that whole process. Okay. You kind of have the feelings come up. And if you're able to label that, oh my God, I feel like I've been abandoned. It's like, that's what that energy was, because sometimes when things happen in the moment, you freak out, you're in react mode, and you don't allow the process to fully move through you, and it gets stuck energetically. So let's take a dive into our guided meditation and activation, which is called Returning to Your Inner Authority. So I just invite you to find a quiet place where you could relax for the next 5 or 6 minutes and just be by yourself. And you could either close your eyes or not. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. We don't like that to happen. But it's called Returning to Your Inner Authority. So when you're ready, I just invite you to take a comfortable breath and allow your eyes to close as long as that feels comfortable for you. Take a slow inhale and a gentle exhale. Again, breathing in and breathing out. And just allow your body to settle. Allow your nervous system to soften. Allow yourself to arrive in this moment. And just imagine standing in a beautiful open field. The sky above you is expansive and clear, and you feel a soft, warm breeze touching your face, and you feel supported by the earth beneath your feet. And notice in the distance, there are countless voices. The voices of family, teachers, friends, society, expectations, opinions, rules, beliefs. And just notice that these voices have followed you throughout your life. Some may have offered guidance, others offered fear, some offered limitation, and some offered judgment. Now, just imagine standing in the center of this field and place your hand over your heart. Feel your own energy. Feel your own presence. Feel your own truth. And as you stand here, a brilliant golden light begins to emerge from within your heart. With each breath, this light grows stronger, brighter, more radiant. This light represents your inner knowing, your wisdom, your intuition, your truth. And just allow the golden light to expand through your chest, your abdomen, your shoulders, your arms, your throat, your head, your entire body. And just notice that as your light expands, the external voices begin to fade. Not because they disappear, but because your connection to yourself becomes stronger. Now, silently repeat to yourself, I trust myself. I honor my knowing. I release the need for permission. I release the need for approval. I release the need to prove myself. I am worthy because I exist. I am guided from within. I trust the wisdom of my soul. Now, imagine a golden crown of light gently descending upon your head. This crown symbolizes your sovereignty, your inner authority, your self-validation. Feel yourself standing taller, more grounded, more certain, more present. Now, imagine bringing forward a decision, challenge, or situation where you've been seeking validation. Place it before you and just ask yourself, what do I know to be true? And just allow the answer to arise naturally, without forcing, without judging, without analyzing. Simply receive. Notice how your body responds. Notice the sense of clarity. Notice the peace that comes when you stop searching outside yourself. So take a deep breath and anchor this knowing into every cell of your being. You are your own authority. You are your own validation. You are your own permission. And just take one final breath. And when you're ready, gently return to this room. Welcome back, everybody. We're going on to our last break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about self-validation, trusting yourself without permission. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the show.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we've been talking today about self-validation and trusting yourself without permission. And I want to share some news. Those of you who know that I have a community, we have just changed the community. It's no longer I'm Awake, Now What? It's called the Awakening Community. And this is where real conversations for everyday awakening occur. I've co-partnered with a colleague of mine, Kuze Stankadis, and myself, and we offer weekly Zoom calls to help support people, especially if they're moving through that whole awakening process. And we call it Simply Awake, Simply You, Conversations with Cozy and Dr. Dolores. So if you're interested in learning more about this, I invite you to go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com/awake. drdoloresfazzino.com/awake. And just explore and check this out. I think this might be something that might help you, help support you, or you may know somebody who this could support. And I appreciate you sharing the information. So, you know, let's just wind back here to what we've kind of talked about on our show today. We talked about self-validation. And self-validation begins when you stop seeking permission to trust yourself. It's time to stop bypassing ourselves and start coming within and learning to trust that voice within ourselves. Self-approval or approval seeking disconnects us from our inner authority and drains our energy, which is so very true because it's constantly, it's like having I'm going to say straws stuck into your energy field and people are sucking on that straws and sucking the life out of you. I know that's a pretty, you know, weird visual, but I kind of got it. I hope you did too. Self-validation is not arrogance. It's honoring your truth. And trust grows every time you act on your inner knowing. So remember, take baby steps. If this is something new for you, don't take the big jump, or you can, but if you're not uncomfortable, baby steps, because it's like when you take baby steps, you're reinforcing yourself to trust your inner knowing more and more. And just lastly, sovereignty is built when your worth comes from within rather than the external support. External stuff is just distraction and noise. And, you know, the more that you could discern and determine what is real and what is not real, what is AI and what is real, what is Memrex and what is real. Memrex, I'm dating myself, that goes back decades, like 50 years. But anyway, the journey to self-mastery is ultimately a journey back to yourself. And I want to say that again, because this is so true. The journey of self-mastery is ultimately a journey back to yourself. The truth is that no one can validate you into wholeness. No one can approve you into worthiness. No one can give you the authority that has always been yours. Your soul already knows this. Your intuition already knows this. Your wisdom already knows as well. The invitation is simply to listen. The moment you stop waiting for permission, you remember who you have always been. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. Self-validation is the sacred moment you stop asking the world who you are and begin trusting the truth that already lives within you. So let's reach out to my highest galactic self to see what she has to say for us today. Beloved, you were never designed to seek your identity through the eyes of others. You came to Earth carrying a unique energetic signature, a frequency that cannot be replicated and does not require approval to exist. Many of the challenges you have experienced were not punishments, but invitations to remember your authority. Each time you sought validation externally, life gently guided you inward. Each time you doubted yourself, your soul remained patient. Each time you questioned your worth, your essence remained unchanged. You are now entering a time where the illusion of external authority is dissolving. The next evolution of your journey requires that you trust what you know before evidence appears. Honor what you feel before others understand, and stand in your truth before the world agrees. The frequency of sovereignty is awakening within humanity. Allow yourself to be among those who lead by example. Trust yourself. Honor yourself. Choose yourself. The universe is not asking for you for permission to shine. Neither should you, and so it is. So that's a lot to kind of bite off and chew and ponder and reflect upon. And, you know, if today's conversation supported you, I invite you to continue this journey with me. You could subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show and share this episode with someone who is learning to trust themselves more deeply. Join my newsletter community for insights, inspiration, and transformational tools designed to help you heal in ways you never thought possible. And download my free guided meditation, Being in the Present Moment. And this is going to strengthen your connection with your inner wisdom and create greater peace in your life. Just remember, you are worth it. See you next time. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.